Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. representative think of the insurrection in Washington, D.C.? Let's go in-depth with Representative Cindy Axney from West Des Moines.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm well. I apologize for the delay. I always knew keeping to scheduled things is always tough, but it's really tough right now.
Well, I'm sure. Well, thank you for calling, Congresswoman. This interview is taking place Wednesday, January 13th, and on the House floor, you're either considering or have considered the impeachment of Donald Trump. Where do we stand?
Well, this morning we're beginning the process on votes for impeachment of the president. This evening will be the vote itself, but there's multiple votes to take leading up to that to open up the vote. I think what we're seeing across this country are Republicans who support this agenda. From the highest levels of leadership in the Republican Party, they're saying that this is just wrong. You know, the vast majority of folks know what we witnessed last week was absolutely unacceptable. These were criminal actions that literally violate the very basic principles of right and wrong. There's not one Iowan that I don't think can look at that and say, how can we let someone who incited a riot, an insurrection at the highest institution of our democracy in this country, who took a Capitol police officer, you know, these people dragged him down the stairs and beat him to death with an American flag. I mean, this is a visual that if somebody can't get behind, I worry about where our country is going. If we think we can't hold folks who incited that with rhetoric, and those who, you know, supported that, my colleagues supporting the false narrative of election, you know, not being secure, and inciting these people to be there literally on the day of, they've got to be held accountable. We've got to vote. I'm voting for impeachment because of these reasons. This president has put our country in harm's way as we're arresting folks, you know, across the country who participated in this. They did it because of the president and those who supported him with this false narrative to be there and to stage an insurrection. Everyone who was part of this needs to be held accountable, and that includes the president. No one is above the law.
Well, now, some people have pointed to President Trump's exact words, and I heard him give his speech, and he says, I've got some of it right in front of me here, he told the rally to fight much harder. He said, we're going to cheer on brave senators and congressmen and women. We're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. And then he asked, and then he said, be peaceful in one way or another. I forget exactly how he said that. And so they don't see how that is incitement to riot. It's incitement. He encouraged them to go to the Capitol. So they don't see that as incitement to insurrection. How would you reply to them?
I would reply that the president was the one who set up the event to be held to incite these rioters. I hear in that language that he is inciting the rioters. He engaged fellow Congress members to be there and his family members to be there to use language to incite these rioters, these attackers, these anarchists. That's not true. It is not true. It is the fact that this president not only used words to incite them, but structured an event and incur and got others there to support him in that, and to have them use rhetoric to incite them. The president is culpable in this. The president has for months on end been the ringleader for Stop the Steal. So that's how we got to this point. you know, to just say at the last minute, you know, because he's saying, you know, kind of like, well, I still want peace, you know, what that, no. We can't address things like this in this country. What message do we send to our children on an accountability perspective if we say that we're not going to hold the person who was responsible for inciting this accountable? We normalize this. We normalize allowing the highest office in our country and in the world to use inflammatory words and hateful speech and literally direct, you know, folks to fight. We will deserve what we get in the future if we do not hold them accountable.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Representative Cindy Axney from West Des Moines. Now, some people are saying that why bother now? Why not? His term is up January 20th. Why not work to unite the country rather than further divide it?
Yeah. You know, I would love to just say we could do that. There is no unity without accountability. We cannot begin to heal the wounds in this country without holding people responsible for the actions that they undertook to create all of this divisiveness. All of the actions, you know, of those last 4 years that led to this. Everybody knew this was coming. The media talked about it. People knew this was coming. People knew that if you keep fueling that fire, there's going to be an outbreak. So we cannot let a man who holds our nuclear codes, who is responsible for a transition for our government so we can actually function and get through COVID, for goodness sake, be in office a minute longer because it puts our country in danger. And let me go back again to, we cannot normalize this. Americans killed each other in our most sacred institution. I was in the Capitol later that night voting, seeing the destruction that had been caused. Furniture overturned, glass broken, stealing of government property. Not one day should go by without holding the folks accountable who did this. And that's why we've got to get this done. This is very simple. This is for the safety of our country and to allow us actually to find some unity after this.
Now, some people have started calling the President Trump and other people's statements regarding widespread election fraud the big lie. Bill Barr said there wasn't widespread election fraud. The Supreme Court said it. Courts across the land, Republicans and Democrats alike, appointed judges. Trump appointed judges. I think there were 70 lawsuits, all of them rejected. And they're starting to call this the big lie. And so, Senators Cruz and Hawley in the Senate, they're people are saying that they should be sanctioned, and I'm sure members in the House as well, by perpetuating what they're calling this big lie that led to instability and lack of trust in the election process. And do you see that as something they should be culpable for, especially like Senators Cruz and Hawley and the other, I guess, five senators that signed on, and plus 100+ people in the House that perpetuated that and led to uncertainty? What should happen to them, if anything?
Absolutely. You know, we would not be at the place where we're at if those congressional members had not continued to fuel the fire, or those other members of his administration. We wouldn't be here. You know, it takes more. You know, the president did, you know, he's the ringleader on this, but it sure takes a group of folks to continue to push that message and that narrative out there. on, yes, they should be held accountable. I've got members who were tweeting out the location of the speaker. This is a QAnon member who wants to carry a gun on the floor. So these folks, we have, honestly, there's a lot of investigations going on. I think people are reading that now. We have reason to believe that there was involvement in this by some of our members, let alone all of the framework up to it that they were part of through rallies and through emails, and they made money off of it. That's sickening. They made money off of this in campaign emails, you know, television appearances, social media, on and on. Yes, those members need to be held accountable. We're going to have to figure out what that looks like. I'm going to tell you one thing. I've already made told my team, I will not work on a bill with any of these members that decided to literally attack our country and support that. I have plenty of other good Republican members that I do bipartisan work that weren't a part of that. And these other folks need to be held accountable.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Representative Cindy Axne from West Des Moines. Well, I'm sure we could talk impeachment all day long, but you reference good Republican colleagues that you can work on good legislation with. I know you've done that, recently introduced something with Representative Henson on the renewable fuel standard and something about increased access to vaccinations for rural people. Could you just briefly touch on that as a positive note for us to conclude on?
Absolutely, and thank you, because we've got to keep addressing the issues of COVID here. Well, you know, in a last-ditch attempt, you know, the EPA and President Trump and his administration apparently decided to stick it to Iowa farmers one last time by allowing 20 of the 32 pending small refinery exemptions to, you know, to move forward and waive those promises that they gave to our biofuel sector. So once again, they're trying to, you know, wave out big fossil fuel companies out of our biofuels agreement at the expense of our farmers. And year in, year out, this administration has stuck it to American farmers, and, you know, with these illegal waivers. So Representative Henson and I, I'm a co-chair of the Biofuels Caucus. I invited her to be a part of our caucus. She's joined, and we wrote a letter to for the president and the administration and the leaders on both sides, and we will continue to follow up with this with whatever measure we can take to stop this from happening. So we're going to do everything in our power to keep this president and this administration in this 11th hour from trying to ram these waivers through. I've worked with the Biden team. They are all behind biofuels. If we can just keep this from happening, we're going to see some good policy put in place to protect our biofuels, you know, very quickly here. So we're working on that. At the same time, we recognize as well that with the vaccine rollout for COVID-19, that urban centers, of course, are getting more. Listen, I get we've got more people in our urban areas, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't look to ensuring that there's equity in our rural vaccine distribution. And as somebody who grew up, you know, here in Iowa, mom grew up in Milo, you know, and I represent a district that's very rural. My job has been to raise up our rural voice, and we've got to make sure that we get vaccines out to these rural areas as quickly as possible. So we wrote a letter to the leaders of the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services to ensure that there was equitable distribution that our rural areas could use. And that also means the type of vaccine that they get, because, you know, you can't store some of these cold vaccines like the Pfizer two-step one in a small rural health clinic. They don't have the capacity. They've got to receive, you know, the Moderna and in a way that they can actually get it out the door quickly because they don't have storage capabilities. So we're firing all cylinders to make sure that we can close these loopholes that are keeping us from getting the vaccine out to our rural areas. And we'll continue to work on this until those problems are solved.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Well, you know, my pleasure. And I'm glad we're able to, you know, hopefully, you know, continue to do more interviews with you, Bob. I want to make sure that the folks in our district are hearing what's going on in this country. You know, one of the things I think we've become fairly complacent as a country to really understanding how our government's functioning to serve the people. And we've just, you know, and I think it's time people get more engaged. So I appreciate good journalism. I think you know that. I'm glad to be able to have this chance with you.
Thanks to Representative Cindy Axne for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.